We're looking for, it's again, that Lee Haney line, stimulate, don't annihilate. We're looking to do something that, in terms of muscle hypertrophy or fat loss.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And we have a special guest with us today, Dr. Jeff Delaney, because we are in Billings, Montana.
Hey, lovely Montana. I like it here.
Live show from the All-American Pharmaceutical Headquarters. And let me tell you something. This place is amazing, and I'm not just saying that. I can tell you unabashedly that I have been so overwhelmed and impressed by this operation, nothing I would have ever expected. And I've seen lots of supplement companies before, but nothing like this. This is amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing, and the floors are so clean here, you can eat off
them. You literally can. We've got some pictures of Elisa in scrubs, by the way, and a hairnet. She looks like she belongs on the Laverne and Shirley show. We're going to post those on Facebook.
When we went back to the production area, we had to scrub up and put on hairnets and booties over our shoes and put scrubs on. And it was quite the interesting, it was something.
Yeah, it really was. I'm going to turn Elisa's mic up a little bit because I've been just told that they may not be able to hear you well enough. Okay. So, Elliot, just let me know if that gets any better for her. Anyway, yeah, it's been really impressive. There's 150 employees here. It's a 150,000 square foot facility. It's like nothing I've ever imagined. And we're actually going to have, Jeff, your mic is on. Who's going to join us at the top of the first hour, the second hour, from your, the guy who's actually in charge of all of the testing of everything that comes through this place?
Yeah, we're going to bring up, Casey Sanders, who's a native here from, Montana, who is one of our lead chemists. And yeah, he's going to answer your questions about what all that fancy equipment was that you saw running back there.
Yeah, there's one machine that I'm especially interested in, and that's the one that gets as hot as the sun. What is that again?
Yeah, you like the metal tester, the ICP, they call that.
This is really important, and I'll tell you why. You know, we all buy supplements, and in the back of our minds, we trust the companies that we buy the supplements from. But the reality is that there's always that sense of angst, like, gee, I wonder if not only what's on the label is actually in here, but are there any other things in these capsules that I'm taking that shouldn't be? Well, we were so impressed because not only is every single bit of raw material that isn't made here, by the way, that comes in here tested, but every stage of production is tested before it's capped, after it's capped. I mean, it's just, you can buy All-American EFX and All-American pharmaceutical products knowing this, that what they say is in the bottles are in the bottles, but more importantly, there's nothing in there that you have to be afraid of because they test like no other company ever tests. Tell the story about how the FDA only requires that you sample some of product that comes in here, right?
Yeah, the guidelines that came out several years ago say that you have to develop your vendors. So, you know, if you bring them online, you've tested them, then you can randomly sample their products. And when you are assured, you could actually even use their certificate of analysis. But the interesting thing at the bottom of every one of our vendors' certificate of analysis, it said, this is just a reputation or a reproduction of what our manufacturer gave us. So all they're doing is copying what they had. But for us, like I said, we do every single barrel that comes in, not randomly get 800 barrels. We're testing every barrel.
Now you get your sugar right from inside the state.
Absolutely. Billings, Montana.
But you test the sugar.
We do. You know, they have a great, I've been over there. Their laboratory is second to none, but they know when it comes in here, we're going to run it through the same program because we want to guarantee anything that we make is going to be within our specifications, which are even tighter than what the USP or the FDA requirements are.
And in fact, you were quoted in a recent Forbes magazine article about the protein spiking, and that particular article, as of this morning, got 125,000 views. And the reason that they included you in that is because of the type of controls that you have on your production here.
Absolutely. They, you know, our reputation in the industry is about quality. So when they started to investigate that, of course, our name came up. They wanted to interview. Taking our side, knowing that we were already doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing. So it made for a good article, you know, not only showing what is happening wrong in industry, but that there are people who are doing the right stuff.
Yeah, no, that's good. And we're going to be talking more about this as the show goes on, but to get back to casual Friday type stuff, something interesting happened in the lobby today when we were leaving the hotel. So Elisa's got this beautiful, I think they call that a pencil dress or
it's a dress.
Yeah, it's a red and black dress on. So when we're in the lobby, this guy is eyeing her like a kid watching a pork chop leave his plate. And he says to Elisa, "What's your name, young lady?" Well, he turns out to be a guy named Big Ed Beckley.
Big Ed Beckley.
He's the new Evel Knievel. This guy is in town jumping like 9 trailer trucks today. He was the guy who was supposed to jump something in Chicago that Fox ended up pulling the plug on the last minute.
He said he's going to jump Snake Lake.
No. He's going to do the jump that Evel Knievel couldn't do, and he's going back to Snake River Canyon in the Grand Canyon, and he's got a 2-stage rocket Harley Davidson. Now, keep in mind, this guy has got to be. He says, "I'm the biggest motorcycle jumper in the world."
And he's huge.
He is. I thought he meant he jumps the biggest distances, but he's the biggest guy. He's got to be 300 and something pounds.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
He's got tickets for us. He gave me his telephone number, and we're going to call him and go see him tomorrow night.
And I'm just checking with Elliot to make sure that your volume is hot enough, because I can adjust it from here. No, you don't have to talk about it. He's checking it right now. But anyway, that was kind of funny. So he goes to Elisa, "Hey, young lady, here's my number. If you want to come to the show tomorrow night, just give me a call, and I'll get you in the back door." And then he found out I was with her.
Okay, so today is the first day of spring. It's a beautiful day here in Montana. And don't forget to order your weigh stations for your Monarch Butterfly weigh stations. Also, I wanted to mention that the government just gave a grant for the Monarchs, since they are in decline, a $3.2 million grant from the government, yet they've done nothing with anything as far as Roundup.
Yeah, I know. Glyphosate is what really is hurting the Monarch butterflies. The government needs to step up and do more to plant milkweed in non-agricultural areas, so that the migrating monarchs have someplace to lay their eggs.
That's what the $3.2 million grant is for states to plant the milkweed.
Yeah.
But as we can all, as a group,
plant it in your backyard.
Create
your own way station for monarch butterflies.
And while we're talking about planting, Jeff here is also a gardener.
So this is really funny. So we were talking about gardening at lunch the other day, and Jeff said, "You're not going to believe this, but I infused my tomatoes with crealkaline." I mean, talk about the mad scientist here, right?
Hey, that's what a scientist do, right? You know, if we're going to get into gardening.
How did you do it? Did you put it in the soil? Did you inject it into the stems? What did you do?
No, I did it like you would do any other fertilizer, is I just mix it in the water and just dumped it right down into the soil.
Now, it makes sense, because you said that tomatoes like a more base pH, right?
They like a little bit more of an alkalized soil.
And crealkaline is alkalized.
Absolutely. But I got some big old beefsteaks.
Really?
I mean, they were, I don't know, maybe a pound. They were huge.
Now, I would imagine it would have been nice to test them to see if there was any residual creatine in them.
You know, I was so excited, and they tasted so good that I thought about that after I had ate them.
You ate them all.
I thought, well, maybe next year, you know.
Yeah, that's funny.
But don't try it on corn or peas, because it didn't work well with that.
Well, is that because they like a more acidic environment?
They do, and it just kind of alkalized the soil. The stalks grew, but I didn't get any vegetables.
Ah, how do you like that?
That's interesting. Yeah. So
So basically, you just, did you mix it in your water and then just, or did you just put
sprinkle it?
Sprinkle it.
You know, I mixed it in the water because I wanted it to get down into the soil and into the root bed.
Yeah, like you would do with Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, exactly.
I might have to try that.
That's funny. Yeah, there you go. Tomatoes that build muscle. How do you like that one?
Scientist here.
I took a little pre-alcohol before the show. I only slept 3 hours last night. And so I was a little foggy. And, you know, creatine has been shown to improve cognition in individuals with dementia. And I figured, hey, let's see what... And I tell you something. I feel wide awake all of a sudden.
That's
so
awesome.
It must be working. Anyway, so... what else do you want to talk about during this segment, Elisa? We talked about the glyphosate, the butterflies, Big Ed. We've got a lot of discussion today about All-American EFX that will be going on throughout the show. Also, we have to give a shout-out to Alex Leaf, who's listening live today for a change, right?
He said he was going to listen from the app today.
Yeah, from the app, because he's in school today, and that's our news director. So, hey, Alex, how you doing? We had an interesting ride to the hotel.
Oh, yes.
So the guy who picked us up at the airport for the hotel was staying at the Boot Hill Inn, which is right across the street from the Boot Hill Cemetery, by the way.
Yes, we went up.
We went and checked it out.
Cemetery yesterday.
So this guy is a real nature guy, and he hunts and he fishes, and he was telling us about the Paleo Indians that occupied this area over 9,000 years ago. And we want to do some research. So this weekend, Elisa and I are going to go on a vision quest of our own, searching for 9,000-year-old arrowheads. But we're going to do it over there by the Custer National Park, where General Custer actually had his last stand. That's Little Bighorn, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And so the story is they buried these guys right where they fell. So in other words, wherever they were killed, they just... dug a hole next to them, rolled them into it, and that's it. So the cemetery spreads out over the whole battleground. It's going to be pretty interesting.
It is pretty interesting. And in the summer, they actually have Custer's Last Stand reenactment, which is really neat because they're all dressed up in the garbs, and you can sit there in the bleachers and watch it.
And it's so easy to be Custer because his last words were, "Holy crap."
Oh, crap.
Actually, he used the SH word, but it was like, oh crap. Where'd all these Indians come from?
Yeah.
So anyway. Maybe we should do this. Let's go ahead and take our first break now. And then what we could do is when we come back, we'll pick it up more. We've got more to report about drinking diet soda back in the news. But I think Elisa has figured out... it may not be just the diet soda. There's some other culprit in there that also could be in your club soda.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday live from Billings, Montana. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, live from All American Pharmaceutical in Billings, Montana. And real quick, those of you who haven't heard about this already, Trader Joe's is recalling walnuts. We buy our walnuts from Trader Joe's all the time. And as a result, we were really shocked to hear this. But apparently, they're recalling their walnuts because they're tainted with salmonella. They have the best price on raw walnuts in the world.
Trader Joe's has the best price on nuts in general.
Yeah, no, it's very, very good. So any of you who buy Trader Joe walnuts, please be aware. You need to return them. They'll give you your money back. And then now go out and buy Diamond Walnuts, who Elisa is working hard to become the spokesperson for.
The listeners must know that you love walnuts because somebody sent it to Carl to let him know not to eat the walnuts right now.
I eat an average of about 4 ounces a day of walnuts most days, at least. Anyway, so diet soda is back in the news.
They're talking about diet soda and the phosphoric acid causing weight gain in older adults.
So this has nothing to do with the artificial sweetener in this particular case. What I found interesting is that you can find phosphoric acid in other soda products, both sugared sodas and as well as just carbonated water.
Yeah.
So you need to be aware that the culprit in this most recent study, increasing belly fat, is not the artificial sweetener, but it's the phosphoric acid.
Introducing phosphoric acid into the human digestive system is speculated to cause bone loss by leaching the body of necessary calcium. It's also known to neutralize hydrochloric acid within the stomach, which is needed to digest food and utilize the body's store of calcium.
Well, let's talk about that. So there's a silent epidemic out there of people with the gastric esophageal reflux disorder, GERD, right? We know that lowering or raising the pH, what is it? If it's more acidic, it's lowered
right,
pH,
right?
So by raising the pH of the stomach makes you more prone to GERD. Well, guess what? Club Soda could be doing that to you. Remember we talked about this on the show several months ago, and Rob Regish and I talked about this recently. Carbonated water is what causes slagtites and slagmites to form in caves. It can actually leach minerals. So when you add phosphoric acid to the mix, you're really playing a dangerous game, not only with your bones, but with your gut health.
Well, it's derived from mixing sulfuric acid and calcium phosphate, and that's what they use in rust removal products.
Calcium
Think
phosphate.
About that, and then you're drinking that into your system.
Why do people drink soda why do they drink even, especially artificially sweetened sodas? Why do people even bother with them?
Your question is, I
don't know. That's like cigarette smoking. I just don't get that at all.
Okay, so I want to talk about another movie that we watched.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
So we watched the movie Foxcatcher. It's a story that a guy named Mark Schultz, he actually wrote the book. He and his brother David were Olympian gold medal wrestlers. And the story is about John DuPont. And he sponsored the wrestling team. It was a national wrestling team. And he sponsored that team. John DuPont was...
One of the DuPonts. The famous, billionaire legacy family. One of the, founding families of the United States, really.
If you haven't seen the movie, you need to watch it. It was really an interesting movie.
The DuPonts are known for chemicals, but really the way they made their big money was they were in the munitions business. They made bullets and gunpowder for the military. And anytime you're a military contractor, you get wealthy very quickly. In fact, I remember being a kid buying 22s for my little single-shot 22, and they had the DuPont name on the little box of 22s.
While we were watching the movie, I couldn't figure out if John DuPont was gay. They kind of made you believe that he was.
Yeah.
So afterward, I looked up the information. I wanted to find out, what the true story was. And come to find out, John DuPont, when he was 30 years old, had an accident on a horse, and he lost his testicles at the age of 30.
And they didn't replace testosterone, okay? So it wasn't like they went, oh, this guy lost his testicles, we need to do something. When he lost his testicles, he started becoming weird.
And crazy.
And we know that testosterone has a very, very important effect on the brain. It is a neurosteroid. It's not just a sex steroid. So I said, when Elisa revealed this information, I said, that's why the guy became crazy. I mean, imagine, look, they take people who have prostate cancer. They do androgen deprivation therapy. These guys end up dying of secondary diseases related to the androgen deprivation, not the prostate cancer. They develop diabetes almost overnight, heart disease, congestive heart failure, depression, visceral obesity, central obesity. They develop all these things just by removing testosterone. And they end up dying from the diseases from the secondary causes. This poor guy had his testicles ripped off. No wonder why he was a whack job.
No kidding.
He ended up killing the older brother, David. It was February 25th, 1997, that he killed him. And that's depicted in the movie. But anyway, it was a very, very interesting movie. And it leads me now to talk about Jeff is sponsoring a wrestling team here. And so could you tell the listeners what you're doing? I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I was never a wrestler, but found out how big wrestling is here in the state of Montana. And up here where we are in the Billings Heights, we've got a big high school called Skyview. And a friend of mine, Billy, is one of the coaches and organizers, and they're kind of connected with AAU and the local high school. Well, anyhow, I found out that some of the kids couldn't even afford wrestling shoes. A $15 shoe, they're wrestling in their socks. So I thought, this is terrible. These kids want to be athletes. This is a way to get them off the streets, keep them out of trouble. So we decided with the coaches, let's just start the EFX Sports Wrestling Club. We'll be a feeder from the school system so they can wrestle off season, and we'll be able to take these great kids that probably could earn scholarships and get them into AAU wrestling meets.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
You know? You didn't wrestle when you were a kid, did you, or did you?
No, I didn't. But
I mean, you played football, right?
I played football and basketball and track. But, you know, any kid that wants to get into athletics.
Anything.
And he can't because he can't afford the $35 entry fee or, you know, a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
Yeah, that's sad. Very, very sad.
Hats off to you for doing that.
Yeah.
So also, there was a product that I wanted you to tell the listeners about, too, was the Test Charge.
Oh, yeah. So we were at lunch. Now, we did a show on Test Charge years ago because people may or may not realize this, but All American EFX has been a sponsor of Superhuman Radio for something like 7 years now. And so we helped introduce Test Charge when it first came out. And back then, you were very, very cautious about revealing where this special plant sterol was coming from. But we talked about the other day, you said we could talk about it on the air today.
Absolutely.
It's in fact an indigenous plant only found here in Montana, right?
Correct. And, you know, I didn't want to talk about it just because it's a sacred species, so to say. You know, it's in untouched grounds and just didn't want, you know, people coming in and try to harvest.
Over-harvest and ruin it, right.
My guys take very careful miss in how they do it, you know, how they rotate. And it is literally, I mean, a truck up into the mountains. You've got to take your 4x4, then you've got to take a four-wheeler, and then you've got to backpack up to where these bushes are.
What's the elevation up there?
I think it's close to 7 or 8,000.
Yeah.
It is up.
That's where the magic happens, at 8,000 feet.
Soil is perfect. I mean, you know, again, humans haven't been up there.
There's no
oil, you know, all the stuff that ruins plants, and it's not grown on purpose. These grow in the wild.
Right. And so you guys actually grow it, cultivate it, extract the sterols from it, and use that in Test Charge.
Correct. And then we turn that into what we call Taxadrol, which is our branded patent-pending ingredient, which then is the main active ingredient in Test Charge.
And that's a phytoandrogen, basically, right? The way we talk
Absolutely.
About phytoestrogens, that's a phytoandrogen.
It is.
And that's why so many people notice an effect from it. I happen to know that there were a couple ex-bodybuilders who, when they came off of their lifelong cycles, were using Test Charge to kind of bridge themselves into normalcy again.
And that was probably the first use, were bodybuilders who were going off of their cycles
that
needed to elevate their own natural systems back. And then it, you know, slowly started to catch in on with the natural athletes and such.
Can women use Test Charge?
They can. You know, women's bodies do produce testosterone. You just don't need as much as the men.
Right.
So you don't need the whole kit. You know, just the capsule usually is really good for women. But you get all the same things. You get lean muscle mass, decrease in body fat, strength.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting. I'm looking to Elliot to see where we are in this particular commercial break. But I'm thinking that we have to take a break here pretty soon. It looks like it's about 27 minutes after. Yeah, perfect. So here's what we want to do. We want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got some good stories in the news to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. We're talking to you live from Billings, Montana, at the amazing headquarters of All American Pharmaceutical. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference.
Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio Network. We're live from Billings, Montana at the headquarters for All American Pharmaceutical. So a lot of companies out there make supplements, but I don't think many of those companies do the kind of things that they do here at All American Pharmaceutical. For instance, All American Pharmaceutical has been approved by the Chinese government to produce baby formula. How did you do that one?
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Didn't you say that the Chinese government is now allowing people to have more than one child or something like that?
Yeah, last year they passed an ordinance that they can go from one to two childs. You know, they regulated how many kids.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. So the expected rate of growth was just phenomenal because, you know, out there they want to have kids. So now every Chinese person will be having a second kid.
But why not? Why do they have to come to you for baby formula? Can't they, or didn't they have some sort of scandal with baby formula?
They did a few years ago. China was caught spiking melamine into the protein that was going into the baby formula. So there was a couple of kids, lots got sick, a few died. So the government banned the use of Chinese proteins in their own formulas.
But apparently Walgreens is selling it.
Well, Walgreens,
Walmart is selling it.
Yeah, if you want to buy it, you can still get it there. But at least the Chinese government said, you know what? Well, I think it was more the mamas over there said, we don't want to buy anything that's made in China.
How do you like that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's scary.
So they started to go to Europe and New Zealand, but they found the quality was even less there. So obviously, you know, we do a better job in the United States.
Did they come here and tour your plant?
They did. They've been out here about 3 times now.
Wow. And you were telling me that you're doing something different than they've ever done before. And in fact, because of the controls that we talked about before, how you test materials that you don't manufacture yourself, you test the materials that you manufacture yourself at every step of the production, that you're actually going to have the inspectors come here, because when you lock the containers, customs here and customs there won't be able to open them until they're delivered.
Well, correct. And we even discussed and got them to buy into a more secure container instead of putting baby formula in a fiber can.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right. Those fiber drums.
There's no security on those things. So we went to a nice food grade bottle that you couldn't puncture. You couldn't put a pinhole with a full shrink wrap. So there's no way anybody can open that up.
Without indicating it's been opened.
It's secured. And then we said, we're going to go ahead and bring the containers to the plant here. We will load those, seal those containers. And a seal means that, you know, if it's broken, the container's bad.
Right.
So you come out here, you inspect, you do all the testing on our docks. So you know when it's in that container, it is what you wanted. That we have met not only our specifications, but, you know, your country's specifications, which they're very strict. They've got a Chinese codex that they're now following. That they wanted us to follow. So
that's pretty awesome. And that's never been done. They've never done it that way before.
No, I think this is the first. And then the government has a new HACCP program that they're running us through that they haven't done for any infant formula in China. So this is kind of a long process. It's been close to 2 years we've been working on this.
Can I get Dr. Jeff to answer a question from a listener real quick?
Of course.
Joe Rogers said on a recent show of Science for Humans, Dr. Jeff said that he was the guy who introduced creatine to the United States. I find that hard to believe. Why haven't I heard of him before? So you did say that on a show.
I did. If you were following any of my stuff, you would have heard that. You know, I've been saying it for years, but you got to remember.
Tell the story. How did you introduce creatine?
Well, and just to answer his question real quickly, as a contract manufacturer, you know, when we're making things for other people, they don't want us to tell who we are. Because you look at a bottle and it says manufactured by ABC Nutrition. They don't want to say, we really didn't make it. We went to All American Pharmaceutical. But you probably heard of Bill Phillips, EAS, Muscle Media. Years ago, before EAS even existed, Bill called me and said, I'm going to start a brand. He was just starting the Muscle Media magazine. He had a perfect platform to sell something. Brilliant marketing guy.
Yeah.
He said, I've been reading about this thing called creatine. You know, here's some research. Can you make it for me? So, of course, I went to look into it, and I found a small little manufacturer in the USA called Fansteel Labs. They were producing about 25 kilos a quarter. And I contracted them.
You go through that a minute now.
Yeah. It's like, you know, 1 week.
Yeah.
So I contracted them to start producing us creatine. So they were the only people in the United States that were making it that I could find. There was a small place in Germany, and this wasn't the Creapure people. They weren't even in the business. So then from there, we were the second to actually start synthesizing creatine. And we built a creatine plant right here in Billings, and we started to synthesize all the creatine that we were using. But anyhow, his first company was called Cal Farm, and you could get it only through Muscle Media, $99 a bottle, and that is what started the creatine.
How much did you get for $99 back then?
You got 100 grams.
Could you imagine?
And you had to load 20
grams.
You get
a kilo for $20 now.
Most people, it took them 3 bottles to use what the marketing said you had to use, because you had to load for 20 grams for 2 weeks.
Right.
And then you got on your maintenance of 5 to 10 grams. But it was that's how it started. You know, I was the first one to bring it in, and we were the first to actually start commercially synthesizing.
And so that's really where you saw the flaw in the delivery of creatine, and that's where you came up with Crealkaline.
Yeah, because we were involved with, you know, the next phase was let's add dextrose to help with the absorption. Then we got into the effervescence, and, you know, just messing around in the lab one day, I decided to activate all these products that I'm making and see what happens. And I'm finding all this creatinine. I'm like, well, where's my creatine? It was there when it was dry, but it's not when it's wet.
Right.
And that's what led to creatinine is creatine is unstable. Turns to creatinine in solution. The lower the pH, the quicker the conversion.
Turns to creatinine in food when you cook it.
Yes. We had a whole show about that.
Yeah, we discussed that. Yeah, pretty cool.
That's why you're now eating your meat rare, right?
Unfortunately, last night I had a nice piece of steak, but I had it medium rare. It was bloody in the center.
Good. Yeah. See, now you just say, hey, look, I want a creatinine-free steak.
Creatinine-free steak.
People around here know that you want it medium rare.
Yeah. They'll look at me like I'm crazy. What's
creatinine? You've been talking to Jeff. Get out of here.
And I can't wait to try the creatinine.
Yeah. Because women do well with creatinine because women are always worried about subcutaneous water retention.
Yeah, women love it, and that's why the capsules have become so popular, is you don't get that bloated stomach, take your sock off, you get that big water line. No side effects. Matter of fact, we sold it for the first 7 or 8 years telling you what it didn't do. We never told anyone what it did do. We just kept saying, talking about side effects and things, so you're going
to
love it.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it, and there's so much new research out now. We had that Dr. Darren Kandow on not too long ago.
Creatine. And see, an elderly person would rather take this than creatine monohydrate because they take two capsules, they're done.
Yeah.
Instead of scooping powder.
And there is, like you said, so much research. I mean, creatine is the most researched compound ever.
In fact, when we come back from the break, because we have a break in about 2 minutes, we're going to talk about that specific phenomenon. Elisa has a study that shows that there are too many studies.
Yes.
It's true.
Wow.
Well, and see, this is why part of the mantra of my show is when what you know to be true contradicts research, go with what you know to be true. People need to apply critical thinking because there are so many studies out there now that contradict, and they're all from good universities, but when you don't understand the design of the study,
who funded the study? Well, the Hershey study that you were talking about, the cocoa or cacao.
Yeah, cocoa. Yeah.
It was funded by Hershey.
Yeah, but the information was good. You don't have to buy the Hershey's cocoa to make it happen. Right. And I even said that to the doctor. I said, well, the good thing about this study is everybody can use the information. All chocolate manufacturers could get with this. And the magic was it has to be non-heated cocoa. They call it dutching when they heat the cocoa. As long as the cocoa is non-heated, it retains about 80% of the active polyphenols and catechins that are the reason that it reduces the atherosclerotic index of what you're doing right now. And the people who had the great, most profound benefit were the obese individuals in the study because their atherosclerotic index was up here and it suppressed it to like where normal people were. Just by eating raw, undenatured cocoa at 12 grams a day, which you said 12 grams a day is a lot, huh?
You know, it's a pretty good amount. I think it's probably a heaping tablespoon. But if you were to mix it in oatmeal or, make some chocolate milk out of it.
Just not hot oatmeal.
Yeah, no, just
cold. Yeah, I would just throw it in your mouth, mull it around with some water, and swallow it myself.
Yeah, but then you don't get the pleasure of the nice taste of it.
It is a little chalky and a little on the bitter side. So
wonder if you could snort it. No, that might be a mistake.
I'm mixing some milk.
Can I just mention, you mentioned
real
Walmart,
quick, we have to take a break,
You mentioned Walmart just a few minutes ago. In Muncie, Indiana, there was a meth lab found inside a Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've been in the news.
Oh, yeah, Sam Walton's been experimenting with those for a long time.
They got all
kinds
of stuff going on there.
Yeah, they're
going
to have the cheapest meth in the world pretty soon.
No wonder their employees work so many hours. Huh?
Yeah, there you go. That's why they're so happy to see you. Hey, how you doing? Don't go in the bathroom. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Montana.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it. I know you want it. It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know what you should be fucking with me.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you can hear us still, Elliot. Some technical difficulties here at this live remote. Anyway, we've got lots of good things to talk about. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I want to talk about a study. Actually, Nick Doug's homework of the listeners sent this to me. There's a study that says there are too many studies.
Yeah, and we kind of alluded to this going into the break. But you know what's happening? I think scientists want their own minute of fame now, so people are publishing studies at an unbelievably rapid rate.
It's called attention decay.
Attention decay. So in other words, a study is published, and before we have a chance to assimilate it, apply it, give it meaning, another study is published on its heels.
It took an entire large study to find that the number of studies exceeds the ability of scientists to digest published literature. The research dubbed Attention Decay in Science was recently published online by professors from universities in Finland and California. The thorough study of the life cycle of papers in different disciplines, such as molecular biology, chemistry, and so on, they're simply stealing the attention of scholars, so the life cycles of papers have dropped.
Interesting. And that's it. So in other words...
We always say that. Why did they write a study about
for that?
That?
Yeah, like we could have figured that one out on our own. Yeah, or we already knew that.
They don't need all these studies.
The most dangerous studies, I think, are sometimes the ones that are published, that are being funded by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, and exactly. I mean, there's so many variables when you look at these studies, who funded them, and, you know, we talk about that all the time. You just have to use your critical thinking, like Carl says.
So, speaking of new studies and pharmaceutical agendas, there is now a new cholesterol-lowering shot. And I said it was a bad idea when I first heard about it. It lowers LDL down to 50 milligrams.
And when I told you that, you said that's a dangerous level.
That's dangerous. Look, LDL and HDL and all the other microfractions of lipoproteins play a role in our body or they wouldn't be there. And we know that heart disease is caused by inflammation, not by the cholesterol. I've used this analogy for decades now. You know, if I walk in your house and punch a hole in your wall and you spackle it, what's the problem? Me punching the hole in your wall or the spackle? The spackle was the remedy. Punching the hole in the wall is the problem. The problem with arteriosclerosis is inflammation, and then the plaque builds up as a result of that. So the idea of continually lowering and lowering cholesterol, especially in light of the recent research saying, hey, we got it wrong. Lowering cholesterol isn't helping people avoid heart disease.
So then why are these companies, Amgen is the one that's making this, by the way.
Yeah.
And then Pfizer's coming out with one, and so is
Sanofi, yeah.
So is Sanofi.
Yeah.
But why
are they continuing on? You know why? Because they've invested so much money into these, they can't just go, oh, we found out that lowering cholesterol isn't helping people avoid heart disease. Let's abandon this. They're gonna move forward because there are doctors out there who will still prescribe this stuff.
Well, and I think you told the story on the air before, but we have a friend. His father is a physician.
He's been taking a statin drug for 20 years because of its prophylactic benefits, and now he's developing Alzheimer's disease as a result of the statin drug.
And so now they're going to come out with an injection.
Yeah.
And you have to get it, I think, every week or every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's going to lower your cholesterol to dangerously low levels. We know that people with ultra-low levels of cholesterol also have a lower life expectancy. So this is a bad idea.
Why do they continue to think that the LDL needs to be under 50?
Well, because the LDL is the one that, it's the small particle LDL that's the one that's implicated in getting caught underneath the lining of the blood vessels and the arteries that causes plaque. So they feel like if they eliminate it, then that's the solution.
Okay, so evidently it's a gene that's called the PCSK9 gene.
Yeah, so now they're fooling around with things on a genetic level.
Right, and researchers discovered that the people who have this underactive gene also have low levels of LDL. Yeah. So now these companies are trying to replicate that gene.
Yeah, suppress that. Yeah, exactly. It's a bad idea. You know what? The best way to correct cholesterol and lower your arteriosclerotic index will always be more exercise, lower your body fat, and choose an ancestral diet. Avoid pro-inflammatory foods as much as possible.
I'm reading something here that says research that was published in 2008 showed that low HDL is associated with poor memory.
Yeah.
Decline in memory in middle-aged adults. Violent behavior and aggression.
Muscle wasting.
Depression, suicide, Parkinson's disease, cancer.
Yeah. And let's just throw in here on the side note that just this morning, the mainstream media finally got the message that omega-3 fatty acids can help children with ADHD. We talked about this, what, 7 years ago?
I mean,
you know what? I get so frustrated when I hear these stories because I think to myself, are you joking? Like, the most intelligent people in the world already know this. Like, you're just publishing a study now and confirming it now? This is an example of, did we really need a study, another study for that? Exactly. It's like we already talked about it. We know there's been studies published that show that ADHD, depression, and other neurological disorders all benefit from omega-3 fatty acids. Stop doing the studies and start having doctors prescribe omega-3s.
And prescribe exercise and prescribe diet changes.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to me. But you know what? Like I said, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. And it'll continue to be that way. It's been that way since before we started doing this.
So did you know that the data from the Social Security Office says that we have 6.5 million people in the U.S. that are age 112?
Wow. That's awesome.
It's not true.
No, because they're still collecting their checks.
It's
yeah.
just a flaw in their system.
Oh, no. It's not just a flaw. But somebody's getting those checks. Some relative is getting those checks and didn't tell the Social Security Administration that Grandma Mimi passed away, and they're still cashing her checks.
Yes.
That's what that's about. Yeah, there you go.
As of last fall, there were only 42 people known to be that old in the entire world.
Right.
So they're using...
But wait a minute, that can't be. We're living longer. I thought we were living longer. The medical orthodoxy keeps telling us that we're living longer. Surely we have to have at least a few hundred thousand people that are 120 by now. I'm being facetious.
Yes.
I love that when people tell me we're living longer. We're going to take a quick commercial break. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by the scientist who's in charge of testing every single material 50 times before it goes into a product.
It's amazing to me all the steps that they take through it, and we took pictures, so we can post these pictures.
But some of the technology they use is amazing. We want to talk about that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Casual Friday, live from Billings, Montana. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The radio. We're broadcasting live from Billings, Montana, at the headquarters of All American Pharmaceutical. We're joined by the chief research scientist. Is that what he is?
He is our head analyst here.
Step up to that mic. What's your name?
Casey Sanders.
And so when you told me you were bringing this guy in, right, I figured he's going to be some old codger, right? How old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
What's your degree in?
I have a bachelor's of science in biochemistry.
That's awesome. So you're the guy who is in charge of every testing protocol and every piece of equipment that is used to test everything that comes in and out of this place.
Yes, you know, all the raw materials and final products. Yeah, I'm in charge of doing a lot of different testing on them, on all of the different
products. Yesterday we were in that. So first of all, this is really cool. So every single production area and every single material area has these pneumatic tubes like you see at the bank, so that no one has to leave their area to bring anything. And these pneumatic tubes all come into this testing area. So what they'll do is they'll put a raw material in and obviously attach a document that gives it its pedigree and line of where it originated from. And it comes down here, and then your team gets to work on it when they receive it.
Yep.
So what's the machine that heats up as hot as the sun, and how hot does it get?
That is the ICP OES, and it uses a plasma torch. It gets about 10,000 degrees Kelvin or 9,200 degrees Celsius. And you.
What's that in Fahrenheit?
I'm not sure.
There's no Fahrenheit.
It's like the sun. I mean, yeah. You know, I just figure it's about hot as the sun.
Yeah, it's really, really hot. Basically, it helps for complete excitation of the atom to get a thorough and great wavelength of light that passes through the machine. And then from there, you get a very precise and visible signal.
So it's photoelectric. It's measuring using photoelectrics then,
right? Yes, it is. It uses a camera, a CCID chip on a camera, actually, to quantitate.
Wow, that's so the way this works, and I think, is that you actually can load, you use either a reagent or reconstituting process to liquefy these materials, right?
Yeah, we basically just dilute it in a solvent of dilute nitric acid.
Okay, and then the machine independently sucks out of these individual test tubes, mm-hmm. and delivers that liquid into this hot area, and anything that is inorganic or organic burns off.
Well, part of the digestion, they've already gotten rid of all the organics.
Yeah, okay, so the acid gets rid of the organics. So then what's left behind, theoretically, are the traces of any metals that could be present.
Exactly.
And then the heat vaporizes those metals, and then the photoelectric beam can tell how many parts per millionth or billionth of these atoms or molecules.
It would be atoms, basically. Okay. You're doing elemental analysis.
So theoretically, if there was even trace amounts of heavy metals in any of these materials, you would know immediately.
Yep. Yes, we do, you know, trace elemental analysis on all raw materials for heavy metals based on USP guidelines. So we make sure that, you know, they're safe to eat and everything like that and ingest. And, yeah, usually we can test at parts per billion. USP guidelines are parts per million, but low parts per million.
Parts per billion, I mean, that's like a needle in the state of Montana.
Yeah.
You don't find it.
I know. I mean, it's impressive. But the interesting thing that I found out was you even test the materials you manufacture in the company.
Absolutely.
So it's not just your purveyors that you're checking. It's your own materials.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how often do you get a hit? How often do you go, wait a minute, we need to go look at what happened here?
Not very often, at least in terms of like heavy metals testings and things like that, you know. Most of the time, people are testing them before we get them too. It's, you know, double verification, making sure adding extra quality and that the product gets to the customer safely. You know, every once in a while, though, you get, you know, like a botanical or something that was grown in, you know, maybe a dense
Vietnam.
Environment. Yeah, and it has some sort of contamination. We found some of that, but not very often.
And so this is really interesting. So we were talking about this. So The big buzzword right now is mycotoxicity. Like everything is mycotoxic. And so basically mycotoxicity is just mold. And you said, well, the problem is that they used to irradiate some of these get a little closer. They used to irradiate some of these botanicals, but they did away with the irradiation process, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was the sterilization of choice outside the USA. Because, again, you know, look at these things are just grown out in the dirt, depending on where they are. Some people use trash water, toilet water, to water their crops. So, you know, countries like China, India used radiation, which is a great way of sterilizing, but the USA banned that.
Right.
I think it was about 2 years ago.
Irradiating, yeah.
So now the only way that you can clean that is either really good manufacturing process or like a steam-type heat.
Right. So what happens is some of these raw materials will have molds, and bacteria on them, and so you have all these what do you call the machines that were cycling and the two things that check for mycotoxicity? You have
those are biolumics, like fermentation chambers, basically.
Right.
They put them through temperature, constant temperature and controlled environments to allow the microbes
to grow
in ideal conditions. And then we use intensity measurements to see, because you can tell from the absorption to see if the microbes are growing or not.
Now, some of these materials you would expect are going to be mycotoxic. So what do you do in-house? You send them back or do you purify them, you know, clean them up yourself?
Well, you know, the answer to your question, this is the area that we find and we reject the most material. Because
the botanicals.
Yeah, well, not just botanicals. We're finding it in proteins. We're finding it even in minerals. So we've actually built a larger scale, if you want to call it autoclave, you know, a sterilization process that we can clean that material up if it's not too bad, and probably 90% of the time it will work.
Right.
As long as it isn't anything, you know, if it's got E. coli, coliforms, bye-bye, it's going back.
Right.
But if it's just a total plate count and even a minimal yeast and mold, we can sanitize that and clean it back. But anything on the dangerous side, they're getting it back.
How does the infrared process work? So this is something I found really interesting. So you have these vials of raw material, and they could be combinations of several different things in those vials. And you plant it in that near infrared machine, and you can actually tell what is in there, right?
Yes, everything gives off a definitive signal when excited by the near infrared, specifically like carbon bonds, carbon hydrogen bonds, carbon nitrogen bonds, things like that. And it gives off a definitive spectrum based on the absorbance of those moieties that are found throughout the molecules and mixtures of the substance.
So that's a function of total internal reflection then, right? TIR probably has an index of refraction. Everything has an index of refraction.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And then algorithms are built within the software to then go ahead and give us that, you know, pass-fail, or we can actually do quantitative analysis where we actually can determine the purity of that material.
Every stage of the production is retested, right? So the raw material is tested, but then, let's say it's capped, then you test it. So you take samples of the caps and test them, right?
Yes, and even sometimes in between from where it was blended before it gets capped, we'll do that. We'll test it also to make sure, say something was low, you know, you can if it needs to be reblended or something like that, you know, you can test the low.
So you're not only testing for label claims, but you're also testing for human contamination, like, oh, you know what, it was fine at these three stages, but something happened in this one. Mm-hmm. And you can go back and seize the opportunity to find out what went wrong, but also get that material out of the product.
Yes, and that's just, you know, extra added quality to make sure we get.
So theoretically, or not theoretically, because you probably know, take crealkaline, for instance. Mm-hmm. From the moment it's just creatine monohydrate, which you manufacture, and then you create the crealkaline form, how many times is it tested from the raw material being manufactured to being in the bottle and packed?
I'd say two or three times.
Yeah, if it were going to the capsule, you'd probably have five or six different coming back to the lab, you know,
right,
processes of being tested.
Wow. I mean, I got to believe that most supplement manufacturers buy a raw material, take the certificate of analysis supplied by the manufacturer, which, as you point out, is like playing telephone when you're a kid.
Completely,
you know,
worthless.
They just
keep
caps it and sells it.
But you know why we do this, Carl? Because we can go home at night and we can have a good night's sleep knowing that, you know, we did our due diligence. I think, as Casey can tell you, you know, part of being a scientist, a chemist, is it's our job to prove that it's correct. But the way you prove that it's correct is to try to prove that there's a problem.
Right.
We don't try to prove that we've done good. We try to find where there was a mistake or some contaminant. And we enjoy it. And again, you know what goes out of this door is correct.
This has got to be some of the highest standards that I've ever seen of any company producing supplements. It really is. I don't want to name names, but there are some big names out there. You think that they have facility like this?
I mean, you know, I think there are people that do, but I don't think they have the same degree of what we do. Again, you know, it's part of our principles, you know, why we are what we are. You buy from us because you want quality. You know, you want to buy something low end.
But look, you know the supplement industry. You didn't have to go to this expensive extent to do this. The old saying, Dr. Connolly told me, you know what you do? You produce a crap quality product, and when you finally get caught, you apologize and you straighten it out then. But in the meantime, you make all the money up front.
I think a lot of it was my upbringing. You know, my father taught us that if you're going to do something, you do it right. You can never quit once you started. But I think being an athlete, you know, I always strive for perfection. And when I reach that goal, I then try to do above and beyond. So why not bring that into business? You know, let's do the best we can.
That progressive overload, but progressive business quality.
I want people like you or our customers to go, these guys are the best, not because they have to, but because they want to. Therefore, we can trust them.
Well, I got to tell you something. I've really come away from this visit with a whole new perspective on the quality that can be in a product. But more importantly, I feel like I'm starting to distrust other products a little bit now.
Well, you know my philosophy. I would not take anything that we did not manufacture here. And I wouldn't take anything we manufactured till Casey told me that it was good to go.
This is really cool. Very, very cool.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Casey, thanks for coming in and talking to us. It's really cool.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You love that lab, I bet, huh?
I do.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes, very much so.
All right, listen. Well, we're going to take a break. Casey's going to take some food upstairs and put it in the Kelvinator for us and grill us some steak. And we'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Freakish Muscle Gains Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate,
isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, live from All American Pharmaceutical Headquarters in Billings, Montana. And we're talking right now about a story that is breaking, and that is the linkage between statin drug use and Parkinson's disease. This is an important discussion because we just talked about a new injectable cholesterol medication that will lower LDL below 50 milligrams. And here, an authority at the British Medical Journal, is that what it was?
His name is Dr. Chand, C-H-A-N-D. He's the deputy chairman of the British Medical Association. His research found that those who take statins are twice as likely to develop Parkinson's disease later in life. Also, there was a study published last week on the heels of this new injectable drug that's coming out that showed that statin use increases the risk of diabetes by 46%.
And we talked about that.
We talked about how statins, that one of the side effects of statin use is type 2 diabetes.
And quite frankly, we talked about that when we used to do Superhuman Television.
Yes.
You actually came on and talked, you cited the studies.
Well, all you have to do is I did the 30-minute Google search, and I found that the studies were
funded by the statin manufacturers.
Right, and Pfizer had funded all these studies that they did on statins.
Yeah. So why would you think that statin drugs would make a person more prone to Parkinson's? I know why.
Why?
Well, first of all, the brain is made of cholesterol. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And it's also made of omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are getting no omega-3s in their diet. They're getting all omega-6s. It's pro-inflammatory. Inflammation is what destroys the neurons in the substantia nigra, the dopaminergic neurons. And if you have no cholesterol to help repair the process, the brain is going. And listen, if it can do that, Alzheimer's disease is just this. It's the same thing as Parkinson's. It's just a different area of the brain. So it's linked to Alzheimer's disease. We know that. We just talked about that a couple minutes ago.
Yes.
So why wouldn't it be linked to Parkinson's
disease?
Statins
are recommended for half of the adult population.
This is not, you know what? This is really important to talk about. Dr. Jeff said a little while ago, could you imagine if your vitamin D supplement caused these kind of side effects? Yeah, the FDA would put me in under the jail. Under the jail. But in the meantime, companies like Merck and Pfizer's, they can do these kind of things. And nobody ever gets, there's not even a hand slap. They just recall the drug and go, oops, we were wrong, we're sorry.
Yeah, there goes 100 people dead, oh well.
100?
Yeah.
55,000 people died from Vioxx. That's the size of a small city. 55,000 people died from Vioxx. No one at the FDA was scolded. No one at Merck went to jail. They just recalled the drug, that's all they did. Oh, we're sorry, we were wrong. Oh, we did hide the evidence that the drug was dangerous. We did. We lied to the FDA. And since the FDA doesn't have any way to test on their own, they're easy to lie to. And 55,000 people died directly from using Vioxx.
Maybe if we did like China, we were talking about the melamine.
Yeah.
I believe the research person, they
killed him. They killed him.
Yeah.
No, the guy who was the head of the FDA about 6 years ago, because of the, they were funneling growth hormone out of China right around the time that the Olympics was coming up. So China had to clean up their reputation because of the Olympics. So they took the guy who was running their FDA and they killed him. They punished him for all of the corruption and collusion that was going on there. Yeah. I like that. A little draconian. Right?
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
But I'll tell you what.
Makes you think twice, right?
The guy who took his job, I mean, he didn't mess up. Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, when you know your life is on the line, it's not like, hey, you're fired. Here's your severance package. No. Shoot him, please. Yeah, okay. But anyway, yeah, it makes perfect sense on why the use of statin drugs is linked to Parkinson's disease. And anybody who takes statin drugs in this day and age is crazy. You're crazy. Your doctor doesn't care. You're crazy.
Well, we were at a party one night, and there was a guy there. He was 40 years old, and he was on statin drugs.
Unbelievable.
I mean, how...
Starting that young.
That young,
yeah,
yes.
Very, very bad. Anyway, we are joined by some other people from All American Pharmaceuticals. So introduce yourself, please. What's your name, young lady?
I'm Joanna Frickle.
Step up. Say it again.
Joanna Frickle.
And what do you do here, Joanna?
I am production lead supervisor.
So that means that you get all the stuff put together and out the door in time for orders to be filled?
Absolutely.
That's good.
She is over all of it. She didn't want to come in here, but as you know, I roped her in here. I do have Kendra off to the corner, but we'll just say,
She's shaking her head.
Kendra. Nervously.
No, I don't want to be on the air.
But yeah, Joanna is in charge of all of our production, so she is overseeing all of the areas. She's monitoring the batch tickets, working with the area leads to make sure that it gets done correctly before it even goes to quality control. So we got this whole quality
right.
happening on the production side.
I just had a thought. You do contract manufacturing. I think a lot of people need to be aware of this. So when we did the tour of the lab, Dr. Jeff said, look, you can't take pictures of these things here because these are companies we manufacture for. They don't necessarily want people to know that we manufacture for them. But there are people out there right now listening to this show that are making supplements. You need to get with All American Pharmaceutical and have them make your supplements because they'll apply the same tight controls and standards to the production of your products that they do to their own. They are a contract manufacturer. Do you have the guy or gal who's in charge of contract manufacturing around anywhere?
You know what? Lunch break.
Oh, lunch break. Okay, that's right.
We got to let people eat and stuff.
Well, what's the name of the person who's in charge of contract manufacturing?
Actually, you can find it on the website. Joe Archer is our division leader. All you got to do is go to allamericanpharmaceutical.com, send him an email, and he'll engage you right away. But that has been 50% of our business. Obviously, the EFX Sports and the brands are the other side of our business, but we've got a huge contract manufacturing business, ship all over the world. So anything from sports nutrition to general nutrition, pet foods, you got it, we can do it.
Well, so here's an interesting thing. So last night, Elisa and I were talking when we were walking the rim thing over there. And I said, we've already made a commitment to this first 1,000 pounds of our new exciting Vitalac Pro protein powder. But as soon as we go through this, we're going to have you manufacture it for us.
That's great.
Because I need to be able to sell a product and not have to worry about something coming back later on me. So you will see Vitalac Pro manufactured by All American Pharmaceutical very, very shortly.
And we will be proud to have that run down the line, right?
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Anyway, we actually are about a minute early. Let's go ahead and take this break now, Elliot. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more exciting stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. We're broadcasting live from All American Pharmaceuticals headquarters in Billings, Montana. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to Superhuman Radio.
HighDoseRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday from Billings, Montana. So there are four gym machines that apparently need to die, according to Dr. John Russin. We need to talk about these because you may be using one of these machines, and we'd like your opinion and see if you agree. What are the machines?
Well, I think Alex posted this earlier in the week, the seated ab crunch machine.
Well, how are you supposed to do your ab crunches if you're not sitting?
Well, there's all kinds of different ways. They show an alternative for standing or kneeling banded crunch.
Yeah.
That's what they show as the alternative. But you can work your...
I don't even think crunches are the right way to train your abs. I think the purpose, the role of the abdominal muscles in exercise is to keep the spine from overextending. So if you really want to train your abs and you don't want to have your upper abs and lower abs have a defined point in the middle where they sink in, don't do crutches, do inchworms with a wheel. Hyperextension type stuff to keep the ab as a plane stiff.
We had a friend who posted, or no, actually he texted a picture, and he was working only his upper abs, and he wasn't working his lower abs, and he had a little pooch like a woman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But you know, the other problem, and I like the ab machines, but the problem is everyone tries to put as much weight on there. What happens when that muscle gets big?
You end up with a big belly.
Or they do the obliques and they put weights on, and now all of a sudden you got these muscles sticking out. So that's probably the biggest problem with those.
Yeah, I agree. What's the other machine, Lisa?
A seated back extension machine.
I've tried using this, and really, if you plant your legs on the ground, you're working your legs as much as you are your lower back. And you really can't put a lot of weight. You're better off doing deadlifts.
Well, their alternative is the banded hyperextension, which I love the hyperextension machine because you can not only work your lower back when you use the hyperextension machine, but you can also work your glutes. If you know how to engage your glutes when you're doing this, you can get a good glute.
An easy way to isolate the glutes in a hyperextension is to round out the upper back. Don't come all the way up. Just come up as far as your butt will pull you. Focus on squeezing your butt together, and then your hamstrings and your butt get it.
If you finish that top third, then your lower back and upper back get involved. Your spinal erectors get involved.
And I usually do the hyperextension, a single leg hyperextension.
I know. I can't do that. I've watched you do that. What do you think about the hyperextension?
The hyperextension is, I think, the standby. But like you said, if you want to work your glutes, you got to squeeze your butt when you come to the top. Mm-hmm. And don't worry about, you know, trying to grab a 100-pound weight.
Well, the other thing that we do, which is one of the best exercises that I've ever done, is the hip thrust on a bench. Mm-hmm. So you basically, your hips become a hinge.
Yep.
Your legs are your feet are planted on the ground. Your back is on a bench, and you're basically the London Bridge coming up and down.
And interestingly enough, I see a lot more people in the gym doing hip thrusts.
They're getting the message. Nothing. When I do hip thrusts, and I've gone as heavy as 500 pounds with hip thrusts for reps. When I do the hip thrusts, when I sit down, I feel like I have wallets in my back pocket. My glutes have such a pump from them. Nothing hits the. And women want to build a great butt, and that's what's his name?
Brent
Contreras, who's been on the show. He's the glute guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do hip thrusts, you will have an amazing rear end.
Another one that Brent Contreras likes is the reverse hyper. I like that one too.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to superset with that one. Okay, the next one is the seated hip abductor and adductor machine.
I actually like these because I think that. I call it the coochie airing out machine for women when they're doing it. It's like they're waving at you with their thighs.
If I use this machine, I don't use it very often, but I don't sit in this machine in the typical way. I move forward.
Get your butt off the seat.
Forward, yeah. Get my butt off the seat, and then it will engage my glutes if I do that.
Your especially the gluteus minimus and the hip abductor muscle, which is what you're trying to hit, because you could feel the burn in the side there.
And actually, a friend of mine who's a physical therapist, we were just talking about this machine. He said why they don't like it is you are already working those muscles when you're squatting and doing your other things.
Right.
It's the core muscles that you need to exercise that these machines can't hit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is a very good point.
And the other thing is, this is another one of those machines that people try to go heavy with. It can actually cause you to pull cartilage out of the hip joint if you're not careful. If you get that, if you're not flexible enough and that machine pulls you wide real fast, you can end up with an injury that'll last a long time.
You gotta go slow and squeeze.
And go light. Very light. Look for reps. These are not muscle building machines.
No,
you gotta go for high reps.
Their alternative is the lateral lunge.
Right.
Which is good. I do that one, but I do that one in a plyometric form. So.
And this is a machine. Did we talk about the ab rotation machine already?
No, the last one is the seated ab rotation.
This is a machine that I think is dangerous. So I see people at the gym doing a couple different movements, and I go to myself, why? They will stand, and they will get some weight and hold it, and they will rotate at the hips around back and forth. What they need to understand is that the disc of your between the vertebrae of your spine has 100% strength. When you're facing forward, because of the striation in the cartilage in it, if you turn to the right or to the left, it only has 50% strength, so it can be collapsed easier. So when you load and do that, that's the way you can actually hurt your spine. And I see people doing these, they sit down and they're rotating from one side to the other. I'm thinking, why? What are you doing that for?
Well, and then add a whole bunch of weight to it, like the machines, or like I've seen people take
a bar
with, you know, 80 pounds. And it's like, oh my goodness, what are you trying to, you know, what muscles are you working here?
Yeah, they're like human propellers.
Yeah.
I mean, that you want to fast track to a spinal injury, that's the way to get it. They like to use bands for this as well, it looks like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You start and you start from the center and you just gently move to one side or the other. But this is, I'm with you on this. These are the kind of movements that actually make you wider in the hips, in the waist.
And technically, you're working those obliques, which is what everybody's trying to shrink down. Well, if you want to go up two belt sizes, then keep using weights on those.
Well, isn't it just diet to help shrink down?
Yeah.
But, you know,
but nobody wants a diet.
You remember the old machines where you had to put the belts on?
And it would jiggle your fat.
Yeah, I mean.
And you remember the wheel? They had the wheel that you would sit on and it would was going to try to rub the fat off of you.
I tried it one time. I got so dizzy I couldn't last for more than 30 seconds.
Really?
I just wanted to see what it was supposed to do.
That's when Jack LaLanne came on the scene and said, stop doing this nonsense, folks. Folks, start using your body weight to train.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these movements that we're talking about that are alternatives work great just with body weight. You don't have to load the body with lots of weight to get to what you're looking for. But again, if you're doing the big movements, if you're squatting, if you're deadlifting, if you're doing hip thrusts, you don't need these machine movements at all.
No. While we're on the, do we have time?
Yeah, we do. We have about 4 minutes.
Exercise and summertime's coming up. I just wanted to talk about swimming.
Yes.
Swimming season is here. One thing that's interesting about swimming is that people who have respiratory problems, it can help to alleviate those problems.
And it's this, and you know why that is? Okay, so there's something called the mammalian breath hold response. When you feel water on your face, there are certain responses, biological responses. The first one is vasodilation of the alveoli and the lungs to scavenge more oxygen, because the body's going, holy S word, we're under water. We may not get oxygen for a while. Kick this into optimal gear. The other thing is vasodilation of the blood vessels in the brain. In fact, swimming is the best thing for elderly people to do.
Yes.
To help keep the brain from shrinking. Because if they swim underwater, and they don't have to swim underwater, as long as they get their face in the water and breathe and turn, as long as the water is hitting you in the face, you get that feeling where you want to gasp for air. That is the mammalian breath hold response kicking in. It super saturates the brain with oxygen. It opens up every little microvessel in the brain, which brings oxygen and nutrients to that area of the brain and keeps it thriving.
And for the elderly population, it's really good because it's kind on the joints, too.
It's another thing. Exactly.
I have a cousin. We've all talked about the rheumatoid arthritis in my family, that she couldn't do any exercise. And I'm like, just go to the swimming pool. We have swimming pools with bubbles on them that you can use in the wintertime.
Right.
And she started,
in fact, it's called the bubble.
It's called the bubble. She started feeling so much better when she...
Yeah, but she didn't listen to you. She fought with you and said, my doctor didn't tell me to do that.
Exactly.
She was the youngest hip replacement recipient in the country.
Knee replacement.
Knee replacement.
In Kentucky, she got, at the age of 50, she had both of her knees replaced.
Was it 50 or younger?
It might have been a little bit younger.
I think it was younger than that. Yeah, so Elisa told her to start swimming, and she's very combative. We see her like a couple years later, and she's going, wow, my doctor's got me swimming now. I really feel good.
Oh, yeah.
One of those, can't tell her anything.
The doctor said it.
Yeah, the doctor told her, yeah.
So anyway, I just think that swimming, with summertime coming up, it's a good thing to get kids outside. They're not going to be sitting inside on their computers, and get them out and playing, getting in fresh air, getting the vitamin D from the sun.
You know what I'd like to do? We're going to go into a break, but since you invoked the word RA, rheumatoid arthritis,
yes.
So when I was walking through the common area here, you know, you've got all these different, what do I want to say, studies that you funded.
Poster studies.
And I saw one for juvenile RA and a supplement that you make.
Absolutely.
So let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this, because we always talk about systemic inflammation, chronic inflammation. But in fact, you have a product that is going to be awarded an orphan drug status fairly soon. Is that
right? Absolutely.
Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fast or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday here from the All-American Pharmaceutical Headquarters. So real quick, I want to just talk about something. You've got these framed, what do you call them?
They're called poster presentations of research.
Right. And so one of the studies that you funded was on juvenile rheumatoid arthritis with the cresellazine product, right?
Correct, yeah.
So I was looking at the result. There were no non-responders in that study.
Every one of those kids were a responder. And, you know, this was something that was part of the FDA's requirement. We'd already done several studies, but we were granted orphan drug status, which means, you know, we've got something that the pharmaceutical companies don't. It's a lower population people.
Right.
But this particular study was pretty amazing.
And it's also been shown to be effective in adults as well.
Absolutely. Our first published study was in JANA several years ago, which were on adults. We were pain-specific. We outdid ibuprofen, acetamycin for
pain relief. And less harmful, obviously. So if people are listening to this and they feel like, wow, you know, inflammation is one of the cornerstones of disease, I want to help reduce inflammation. They can buy cresellazine anywhere?
They can. Right now, cresellazine is available over the counter and will always be available as a dietary supplement. When the orphan drug is passed, we will rebrand it under a new name, and then the doctors will be able to prescribe that, and it will be through the pharmacy and the insurance.
Will it be different? Will it be a larger dose?
Like exact same thing.
Wow.
The same dose for the over-the-counter will be for the drug. And keep in mind, zero side effects, because in our industry, we aren't allowed to have, you know, 100 side effects.
Isn't that amazing?
Not one. We can't have one. If we had one side effect, we had to report that, and they would consider not allowing us any type of drug status.
So you are held to a higher standard than the pharmaceutical industry for this.
And we shouldn't, because once you enter that new drug formulation, we're the same as a drug company. You could be a horse breeder. I mean, you know, we're under the same playing fields, but they hold us to a higher standard.
That's funny. So if you have inflammatory issues, check out Cresellazine. Okay, so we have somebody who just stepped in. What's your name, young lady?
Lenore Pearson.
Get closer, Lenore Pearson. So what do you do here, Lenore Pearson?
I am actually the Montana EFX sports brand rep.
So this is interesting, right? There's an old saying, a prophet is never listened to in his own home.
Oh, that's
And people in Montana really didn't even know who, I mean, All American Pharmaceutical is probably one of the largest privately held employers in the area. But no one knew who you were.
We have been the best kept secret. It was really hard to, you know, again, to get support because people didn't understand what we did and didn't think that something like this from Montana, which kind of sounds goofy, could be done here. So part of our campaign that we started in November was to bring more awareness to the state. And that's what Lenore does, you know, with the national brand EFX Sports. She's bringing awareness. She's handling the accounts, setting up what we do at the Billings Wolves games.
Well, is that the arena football team?
That is.
So you're a major sponsor of theirs?
We are. We are the major sponsor for them, meaning not only are we helping support the team, but we do all of the supplements. Carbolin is the official sideline drink for the Wolves.
Got Gatorade knocked out.
Bye-bye. Coming after you. Oh yeah, it didn't take much of much selling for them to see the difference between Carbolin and the other product. You can say it.
Yeah, but so talk about the arena football. There's a game Sunday night, right?
Our next game is going to be April 14th. I have to go back and look at the schedule. It is a weekend game. It's actually on Friday. We basically set up an EFX booth and we try to create more awareness of our company, our products, what we can do for our populace here in Montana and what we do nationwide basically already. Yeah. So, it's a great way of creating awareness because in Montana, sports are a huge thing, believe it or not, indoor and outdoor.
Right.
And so it's a great opportunity because everybody and their family comes to these games to support the local athletes.
Tell them what you did when it's very difficult because we're trying to give out Carbolin samples and people are walking around with hot dogs and beer. So we were having trouble giving out samples. So Lenore decided to get a bunch of kids and literally walk up and down the bleachers giving out samples. Then they would take it if they're sitting in their seats.
Really?
Sure. Interacting with them more on a personal basis and in their personal space, to a certain degree, kind of works a little bit better. We are more inclined to take something from someone if they're there saying, hey, let me explain this to you, let me hand this to you. This is absolutely free. If you don't want it, great, that's fine. We're here to replace such and such, sugar-free, and this is why you should be taking it. Creating that awareness and bringing that to them so they don't feel like, you know, put off by us.
Yeah, right.
Because not everybody is an educated consumer.
Right.
So
the goal is to educate.
Yeah, bringing that education to them is a little bit more uplifting. And
okay, so if I'm sitting in the bleachers, right? You come over to me, I'm watching a game, you say, hey, this is Carbolin, blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, I don't work out. What can I use it for? What would you come back with?
You know what? If you're having a prolonged, long, long, long week, you know, as far as work is concerned, or you're at home with the kids, and you need to have some sort of energy source, or whatever it may be, this can still do that same thing
right.
for you.
Right.
Instead of having 10 cups of coffee, have this, and it will give you even more energy than that, you know, 10 cups of coffee.
She's much better than Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff just says, you need this. You know, take it.
Now, are we getting an echo there, Elliot? You want to talk about that?
Sure.
So this is really.
Hey, we got no secrets here. One thing about you come to All American Pharmaceutical, we show you everything. There is no secret equipment or, you know, some secret. We might not show you how we run the synthesis on Crealcalin, but anything else?
So obviously, pea protein is becoming very, very popular now, especially within the vegetarian, vegan communities and people who are looking for alternatives to milk protein. And I think that you're going to end up going into the pea protein business, right?
We are. You know, I just recently found out from our state Department of Agriculture that Montana is now the number one pea producing state. So they are now intertwining with us to build a pea fractionating plant right here in Billings. So the interesting thing that I wanted to mention is normally that's governed by food, but our plant will be the same as what you see here. So we aren't going to be producing at a food level. We will do it at the same GMP standards that we would do a dietary supplement.
Wow.
So we would get a pea protein isolate, we'll get pea starch, and then we'll get a very nice pea fiber out of the process.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what would be great? Instead of having shirts, you could have pants made, and they could say, I peed my pants. At All American Pharmaceuticals.
And it'll kind of be, you know, green, you know, looking and, you know, shaped like a pee with pee pants. Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's pee in my beer.
We got to be careful how we say we're getting into the pee business.
I know. That's absolutely true. But anyway, was there something else we wanted to talk to Dr. Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention was that I found very interesting. And so for people who are looking at All American Pharmaceutical as a contract manufacturer, you actually cornered a way to ship cheaper from Montana. Like, for instance, you can ship to New York from Montana cheaper than somebody from New Jersey can ship to New York.
Yeah, and that's something sometimes people forget about. They look at us and think we're way out here in Montana. But, you know, we're the number one shipper in the state because we've got to bring everything in. We've got to produce it and then ship
empty
it all
trucks,
out.
Empty trucks are leaving.
We got empty trucks coming in, empty trucks going out. I can be in Texas the next morning. As I said, you know, we can ship cheaper to New York, cheaper than you could probably ship from New York to New Jersey. Same thing going into California.
Right.
Also, you know, FedEx has 8 zones from Montana, which is the only state. There are only 7 zones.
Oh.
So, you know, any type of shipping, whether it be LTL, FedEx, we can get it there cheaper. We get better FedEx rates air than most people get going ground service. So
that's really interesting. There was so many interesting things that we discussed. I wanted to try to throw some pieces.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
What do we have, Elisa? We only have a few minutes, I think, 3 minutes before the end of the show.
You know how I feel about companies labeling things, like
how
Diamond Walnuts can't label that
it's heart healthy. They now can't say omega-3s, but they just can't say it's heart healthy.
They can't say they're healthy.
But they could if they paid the VIG to the American Heart Association.
But Raisin Bran can say they're heart healthy.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
So now the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics has a new label, and it's a Kids Eat Right label. And the first one to earn the right to put that labeling on their food...
Don't tell me Coca-Cola.
Kraft Singles.
Ugh. Now, it's not even cheese.
It's not even cheese. They cannot say that they are... According to the FDA, they have to have 51% real cheese to say that they're a pasteurized processed cheese food.
Cheese food, right.
They can't even say that. They say they are pasteurized processed cheese product.
Product, which means that they're not a cheese food.
Interesting.
And now they can display the Kids Eat Right for parents to see. And
every trucker knows that if you're out on the road and you get a flat tire, a Kraft Single will seal a tire. Every trucker knows that. And so, you know, while you're sealing the tire, you eat a piece too at the same time. It's good. And I even think you can shingle a small house with it if you had to.
So these nutritionists have hailed the imitation cheese as an ideal food for children.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you're eating crap, if you're eating yellow cheese, first of all, whether it's a natto coloring or not, cheese is not yellow. Have you ever seen yellow milk come out of a cow? Yeah. Come on, Kraft. Anyway, listen. We are coming to the end of the show. We've got some noise coming out over Skype, I think, here. Is it getting loud for you? Yeah, me too. So we're going to go ahead and sign off now. Thank you to those of you who joined us live. We will be back in the studio Tuesday for an episode of the Blueprint Power Hour. I think that's all we got. Elliot, take us off the air, and we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition.